You're going to be glad you're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast.
Well, it's Thursday.
Hello, hello. It's Thursday. We've got our microphones turned on this morning because we're going to do a podcast. It's late, but that doesn't stop us because we are the ultimate professionals. We get up at the crack of 10 a.m., start podcasting, stay up till 2, Facebooking. It's what we do. It's who we are. Social media butterflies is what they call us. Can I eat pork rinds on the show today?
No.
Pork rinds today. Oh, lights. Pretty. Lights. My lights are prettier than yours.
Never. Yours are soft, though, and I think mine are bright.
Oh, great.
Let's look. No, I think they're the same.
Mine are better.
Yours are never better.
My lights are better than yours. They're better than yours. They're better than yours. Wow, you sure know how to party, babe.
Oh, my God. Right?
What a weird life.
We have?
Mm-hmm.
Is it weird? Or is it highly favored?
It is remarkable. Mm-hmm. Do you know how hard people try to just be half as awesome as us?
Apparently, they're trying pretty hard.
Twice as hard.
Sometimes. Twice as hard.
Sometimes you gotta bring down the whole place. Sometimes you just bring down half the place.
Nah, we do the whole place.
Good morning, podcast world. Good morning. I've made some new music. It's very ominous, very theatrical.
Yeah.
Yeah, people, they'll hear it at the beginning. They already heard it.
Oh, they did? Mm-hmm. Oh, I missed it.
Well, it's a Halloween podcast month.
Halloween.
Ooh. Ooh. Lydia.
That's right.
Did you see on Facebook that you can buy books, the handbook for the recently deceased?
Yeah,
we did you see that? That'd be kind of fun. What do you think's in it?
Instructions for being dead.
It reads like stereo instructions.
It does.
Yeah.
Kind of boring.
I'm wondering, though, when I saw it, if it was a for real book in Beetlejuice, you know, and or just like a book with blank pages, you know, kind of a prop.
Right.
But then someone went through and wrote it.
Or that'd be fun.
Or if someone actually wrote it for the movie and it was a real book.
Right.
Because if you remember in the movie, Ortho,
he got his hands on the handbook.
He got his hands on the handbook and he was reading out of it, which would make you think that there was
something in there.
Yeah. Wonder.
Yeah.
I'm buying.
Wonderment. Oh, wonderment. Mm. All right, baby. Good morning.
Boy, we've been busy.
Oh, my gosh. And our sleep schedule has been so messed up.
It's so jacked.
Since we did the 24-hour cannonball run.
Screwed.
We should do a cannonball run.
Where?
I don't know. Where are they?
Do you think they're real?
I think so. I felt like we saw that guy on the road, and I felt like he was in a race.
I agree. We did on the way from Nebraska, mm-hmm. right? There was a Corvette, and it was decked up like a race car. It had racing numbers and stripes and all of it. It was like a newer Corvette pulling a trailer.
Right.
With tires and rims on it and a toolbox, like he was on a cross-country race.
Yep.
So I think I've heard that they do have those, but you would think we would have seen more of them. More cars.
Right.
But who knows? Who knows? I would do that, a cross-country race with you. I think you and I would be freaking great at that.
Me too, but I have to drive because I drive faster than you.
You do drive faster than me, and I'm a little bit better navigator.
Well, I don't know.
Wow. That sucks.
Why?
That doesn't suck that you think I'm a bad navigator. I would use a real map. None of this technology bullshit.
None of that.
Google. Turn left in 1,000 feet. What? I know what 10,000 feet means. Give me a break, bitch. Just tell me when to turn next. Give me measurements. In 8 meters, you will see a turn. What the hell's a meter?
Right. How many? How many? Like, are in a meter?
Yeah, how many meters are in a month? What the hell am I supposed to know about a meter? Meter
how
reader.
How many meters are in a meter? How many meters are in a meter?
Lovely meter maid. That's all I think of when I hear the word meter. Is the beater song Reader. Reader the meter maid by the Beaters.
That's funny.
Yeah, so I will be the assistant, and we should apply for The Amazing Race.
Okay.
Let's do it. Let's apply for, like, couples reality TV shows.
Okay. We should just start our own reality TV show.
What would it be?
Swallows.
Swallow This Reality?
Yes. Yes.
What would our show be named, really? What
would I love that. Swallow This Reality.
I think our morning show could be Sean and Shayna in the Morning. Get Your Morning Swallow.
Right.
That could be our tagline.
You made me forget. Swallow This Reality?
Yes, yeah, Swallow This Reality Show.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great.
You think it's great that we broke it?
I think it's great that we broke it.
I didn't break it.
You broke it. I think it's great that you broke it.
I think I broke the station.
Yeah.
I think I did.
I think so, too, because now they're scrambling.
Yeah.
And they just made things worse.
Yeah, and I'm texting with Schmidil right now.
In a world full of bullies.
Yeah.
Be a swallow.
Be a swallow.
Right.
If I've learned anything, be a swallow.
Yeah.
Because we kick butt.
Yeah, man. We're nice, we're loving, we're caring, we're fun, we're crazy, we're wild.
We're happy.
We're so happy.
I never degrade anyone.
No.
I never try to put anyone down ever.
No. Belittle.
Just myself.
Be mean.
I'm only rude to myself, quietly in my head, and sometimes out loud with Shayna.
Yeah, sometimes.
But most, only to me.
I nip it in the bud.
Yeah. I guess the orders came down from high above.
Yeah.
To add the munchkin.
Yeah. Who also is so flat.
Weird.
Personality. Hey, can I just tell you, you should be really proud of yourself of all the natural talent you have.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You know, like, in old movie times, they used to be able to sing and dance and act.
Oh, like a triple threat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like one of those guys.
A quadruple threat?
I am.
Yeah.
I can dance.
You can dance.
My finger guns and rhythm thumbs are... I'm talking...
Finger guns and rhythm thumbs.
That's right, baby. You know them.
I know them.
You've experienced them all.
I didn't realize you had a name.
Well, no, it's my white guy technique. I'm pretty sure all of us have it. We use it to a degree. Finger guns, jammy thumbs. I'm a dancer. I'm a singer. I'm an actor. I am a silent actor. Watch.
That's
some of my pantomime.
I like it.
Yeah.
Pantomime.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm bringing it back.
I'm bringing back the pantomime. It's a dying art. It's a lost art. I just had a random idea. I'm going to write this down. Hold on.
No, don't spill that coffee.
No shit.
Don't spill your coffee. I hope everyone's having some coffee this morning. Hey, can we just talk about this weather coming up and I want to bake some stuff?
I'm going to bake you.
Yeah.
What are you going to bake?
Pumpkin bread.
We don't have any pumpkins. Oh, we're going to get pumpkins tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're going to have 5280 produce tomorrow. Yeah. Get some pumpkins.
They have great pumpkins out there.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if you guys know what 5280 produce is, but 5280 produce is a produce supply house, and they offer boxes for $18 for a small box, $25 for a large box, and you get a ton of produce. And the best part is that it's really fresh because it just came in.
Yeah.
And so it lasts for a while. But out there, also, you can get raw honey, you can get peanuts, you can get pumpkins, you can get all kinds of little, like the acorn squashes and all the other little squashes.
If it's a veggie, they got it, I feel like. Fruits. If it's in season, right? They get out of season stuff. I don't know how that works.
I don't either. But I also know that they bring in wine grapes.
Oh, yes. And the wine juice, too. Yep. So you can either get the four grapes or just the juice.
And champagne.
Let's do that.
And all of that. Yeah, that was pretty
You got to get jugs, I'm assuming.
Oh, right? And they also offer like a meat package, too, from one of the local butchers.
Butcher. Yeah. Call your local butcher.
So they're really great. Check them out on 5280 Produce.
On Facebook. And get a damn box.
Get a box. Go out and meet the crew. They're so great. Yep, the girls who run the dock. So fun.
We know a lot of family-owned businesses.
Yeah, you know
That's because
why?
We're a family business.
And we're community.
We are all about community. If you need some lawn work done, give me a call. I'll come help out. If your grandma, somebody you need to go over and help, I'll go help you.
Yeah.
I'm all about helping out, especially elderly people that can't do stuff. I'll shovel their walk.
Absolutely.
I love shoveling snow.
I know you do.
It's just, it makes me happy.
I know.
It's weird. I'm not looking forward to the snow, but I'm looking forward to shoveling it.
Okay.
As weird as that is. But we do, we need to get this podcast out and do some community outreach stuff.
Yeah.
And touch the community and do nice things and not be bullies.
Not be bullies.
Try to scramble to make people like us.
No.
And add a bunch of extra crap we don't need.
No.
Let's just be us.
Right.
And let's just be with the peoples.
And fun.
And woo-hoo. Let's love everyone.
We do love everyone. That's the purpose, right? That's our message.
Yeah.
Everyone love everyone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jackie Moon taught it.
Jackie Moon. Love my sexy.
He said it best.
He did. Right?
That's pretty great.
I feel good this morning.
I do too.
You know, you hear about people that, you know, take your old job and you think, well, that's bull. That's crap.
Yeah.
That's crap.
Right.
That's crap. But then you have some perspective and you think, wow, you guys are really grasping.
Grasping.
And you can have it. You can have it. All that.
Yeah.
You can have all that negativity. You can be the guy with the herps. You can be the guy that's dumb. You can be the guy.
You can be the guy that gets all the hateful messages.
That's like walking into a lion's den, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
But you're standing on the side of this lion's den, watching them devour other people. And then you're like, hey, wait, let me in there.
I'm better. I can do better.
I just don't even understand it.
I love it.
And good for all those people that do their thing. I'm not condemning or whatever. I just think it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like when you left the bakery,
they had to
hire two different people to just do what you did.
Yeah.
And it feels like that we are very similar, you and I.
What?
And that it takes multiple people to do what we do.
Yeah, you know why? Because we're dedicated and we take pride in our work and we want to do a good product.
Yeah.
And the reason that it takes so many people to replace us is because the people that they're replacing us with actually don't give a shit, and they're actually truly selfish people that just want to do the bare minimum.
Well, and so it's then, all for their personal selfish gain.
Absolutely. And so then you have to have someone else to come in, you know, and do more work and do the rest of the work because they're not really, like, a heart into their position.
Right.
It's just a stepping stone.
Right.
How can I manipulate this situation
for my further
to claw
future.
My way to the top?
Yeah.
And I don't care whose eyes I rip out.
Kooky.
Uh-huh. It's crazy.
Well, I think I wish I was a little more selfish in that area, but I am all about team.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm all about working for the greater good and the greater cause of the entire...
The truth of the matter is you're not doing it by yourself.
You need
a team, no matter what. When I was at the bakery, we had to function as a team or else we would not get our 1,000 cakes a week done.
Right.
You know? And so it's like, whatever. But when you disagree with people or you choose to stand up and have a voice and be heard, people get pissed off and they get scared and they act out and they lash out. And you have things like what we have today.
Kooky. My phone is blowing up.
So crazy, right? Hey, while we're talking about dumb people.
Do tell.
I love dumb people who don't know how to use Facebook.
Oh, you know, Facebook is very challenging for some.
Hey, listen, people. If you're going to block someone from your page, make sure you block all of their pages.
Duh. Wait a minute.
God.
So if I just block your page, that doesn't block all your other pages?
No.
So I'm not hiding anything from you?
No.
Why would I spend my energy to hide things on Facebook from anyone?
Anyways?
I don't know.
Me either.
It's weird.
Because you're immature.
I think that's an old person thing.
Yeah, because they don't know how to do anything. Folks,
and I'm a middle generation.
And they have
guy.
To
I mean,
ask,
I'm a Gen X.
They have to ask someone younger than them or someone else that they think has knowledge in that situation how to do it to begin with. And then they don't even do it right.
That's
cracks me up. Listen, people.
Don't act superior if you don't know nothing.
Right. If you are a no talentless hack.
Crazy. Well, I appreciate you. Because you're younger than me, teaching me all
a no talent hack. That would be, yeah.
I think that's what you said. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Crazy, but that's what I'm saying. I just want to. You're pretty amazing because you know how to do so many things, and you're not afraid to try to do new things.
Yeah.
And you're not afraid to learn on your own. Excuse me.
I got this podcast on Spotify, baby.
You got it on everything.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. I'm loving it. You know what? I'm just...
Do you have the list?
Of all of my social medias?
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, Twitter, like that, or where our platforms are that you can listen. Like
platforms where you can listen.
YouTube, Podbean, CastBox, iTunes, Spotify, and any other podcast.
What was that other one? Podcast was the other one?
CastBox. Anywhere that you like to listen... to podcasts, you can listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
And we're going to get in talks with some major...
We're being listened to in Russia.
Oh, great point.
In the, what is it, in the Netherlands?
Czech Republic.
In Canada.
In Canada. Thanks,
Canada. In
Alaska. Thank you, Canada.
We love you.
Yeah, I was really surprised when we were able to look at where all of our listeners are.
Yeah.
And we have listeners across the pond.
All over the world.
Over there, across the pond, they're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast. They're like, we should call one of them. And they have like a weird, like 849-226-4929999.
Yeah.
Phone number?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll call them.
Yeah. We'll call them.
Hello. You calling me? I don't know. That one was weird. I don't know where that gentleman lived.
I love that people love us so much.
Yeah.
I can't wait until after my first sex talk Saturday.
I'm a little nervous.
Why?
I don't know why. I don't know why I'm a little nervous, but I'm just telling you honestly, I'm a little nervous.
It's gonna I'm be excited. Weird. I think it's going to be fun.
I got to get another microphone in here.
Yeah. We good. We got the whole setup, man. Got the whole shebang.
I really like these microphones that you and I are using.
Yeah.
I'd like to get me another one of those.
We'll get more.
Yeah. Really cool. That greenhouse picture of yours on Facebook is really taking off.
I know. It's trimming season.
It's harvest trimming season. If you haven't gone to Shayna's Facebook and you're listening to this, go to her Facebook page and look at her greenhouse photo.
Yeah.
It's pretty remarkable.
It is. It's so sticky in there. You can't
even go in.
You can't even go in.
No. You can't get in there.
You go
your
in there.
Your neighbors would be pissed.
Your hair, you can't brush it for like 2 weeks.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
That is a monster plant.
Yeah.
And I don't know how anyone would trim it by hand.
One branch at a time.
Crazy. I wish that was our greenhouse.
I know, right?
I wish it was.
It's a great picture. Next year.
Next year's
goals.
That's a greenhouse future.
Goalhouse future.
You know what I want? I want a big greenhouse with a bar in it.
I know.
I know. I hate to go back. We're totally digressing, but we met a woman that lives in Alaska and has a greenhouse. And in her greenhouse, she says she showed us photos, the greenhouse lounge.
Yeah.
She has a full bar, decorated, stocked jukebox. And she lives out in the middle of nowhere in Alaska. And they party, her and her husband. That would be us.
That property is so awesome out there.
That would totally be us. She said they have Halloween parties and then it's just the two of them dressing up and then dancing in their bar. I mean, how cool would that be?
She said people come down the driveway.
We could do that. You and me
in
Alaska.
I feel like we do that. We just don't do it in a greenhouse.
We need some property because I would love to have like camping stuff, you know, have band play, you know, play some music,
right.
Just something like that. Like, start our own bongathon.
Oh, yeah, we should.
Swallowathon. Not very many people would come. Well, everyone would.
Yeah.
But
oh, my gosh.
That was a bad joke. That would be fun, right? An annual swallowathon?
Yeah.
A swallow out? An all out swallow?
I keep trying.
Swallowpalooza, Swallow Jam.
Swallow Jam.
I like Swallow Jam. Oh, Swallow Jamboree, Gulp, the Gulp Fest 2020.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly.
Swallow Fest.
Swallow Fest.
I like Swallow Fest. That's best. Swallow Fest 2020.
I love it. I'm gonna...
And we're,
hey, you know what I want?
We know someone with a piece of property in Estes, right? And we're just going to have Swallow Jam. No, Swallow Fest.
Swallow Fest 2020.
Yep.
Look, you made me forget what I was going to say. Anyways, Swallow Fest would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot.
Do a fashion show? Body painting?
Body painting. Body painting.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
Outside in the dirt.
So you get all sticky.
Did you reach out to your body painter so they could come in and paint me? What's her name?
No.
What's his
Tim.
Name? Tim.
Tim Wise. He's a beautiful body painter. I'll ask him. What do you, when do you want to be painted?
When?
Or should we just like do a Facebook Live painting?
Well, definitely we got to do it on Facebook Live.
All right, but... I'll ask him. What? You want to be body painted for Halloween now?
Maybe. I don't know as what, though. Mater?
You could be a pumpkin.
I could be a big orange me. A big orange me. I could just see it. Brr. What would my boobs look good at? Eyeballs. Maybe they could be a couple eyeballs.
Wow. I don't know. I'll reach out to him. We'll see what he
That'd
says.
Be funny.
We'll see what he says. But I have some... I've been reaching out to some people.
You're very busy.
To come on the show. like, because this weekend, you know, I mean, we're already into the weekend. We did the Texas thing, so that took our whole week.
Right.
So I'm going to line up some people for next week. I'm going to see if I can get Daphne and Heather to come in.
Wonderful couple.
Mm-hmm. And talk about their relationship in their life. Daphne and Heather are a married couple, and Heather has begun to transition into a woman. And they are still together and still married.
Good for them.
Yeah, so I'd love to hear their story.
They've been married a long time, right?
Yes. Hey, and then I'm going to have Heather and Jennifer come on. Different people. They're lesbians, so Ooh. We'll ask them everything lesbian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Is there going to be lesbian talk in Saturday sex talk, you think?
Probably. That's kind of sexy.
It is kind of sexy. I'm just be the weird guy this here in Saturday, the corner pushing all the buttons.
This Saturday, we're just going to kind of kick it off, talk about the things we're going to have coming up in the future.
Okay.
Sex Talk Saturdays.
Yeah.
We'll do them twice a month. If you have any ideas or you would like to hear anything on the Everything Swallow podcast, reach out to us at everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. What else are we doing today?
I am decorating.
Decorating.
Yeah, for Halloween. I think I'll reach out to some people from the party and see if they want to come over maybe Saturday afternoon and help me decorate.
Yeah, I can't be here.
I know. I don't need you to be here.
Good. Yeah. I got to go do things.
Go do them. Go
make a stove them. For the party.
Hey, can I say how fantastic last night was?
Last night was pretty fantastic.
Ariel came home had dinner with
our
us.
My daughter.
Because she was missing us. And she's a little nervous about her move.
Well, she's just paid all her bills to move to California, right?
Yep. Yep.
That means she's going on her very first adventure out of the house, and she's doing it 1,000 miles away or whatever.
Yeah. Good for her.
She's going to freak.
Yeah.
It's gonna
for
be
the first
different.
Week.
Yeah. She'll be fine.
It was great, though. She was like, I need some parental love.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
It's great.
It was good.
And then we loaded her up with food and sent her on her way.
She looks good.
Yeah.
She looks like she's losing weight and she's happy.
I'm sure she's losing weight.
She's running all over town.
Yep. And yet, come on, your adrenaline's running all the time because you know you're moving to California.
So crazy.
Crazy.
I remember the first time I moved out of state by myself, like as a growner upper person, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's frightening. I moved to Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never have moved out of the state.
I know. We need to get you out of here.
I've always lived here. I need to live somewhere else.
You do.
Try somewhere
you
else.
Do
right
yeah then you could appreciate what we have here.
No I appreciate what we have here. Oh. That's why I've never left.
That's there you go, that makes sense.
Yeah,
this is
my kind of town.
You need some exposure.
Yeah,
because there's Denver's different than anywhere I've ever been.
You know
what I mean, the city is different and it's changing way way fast, but it's not like when I live in Portland, Oregon is a whole different culture. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you saw it just down in Texas.
Right.
People are weird.
You know, I don't know. Yeah. I wish Texas wasn't so humid.
Why? Just would you live there?
No, but it would make it better to go there.
The property prices were pretty amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Right. All of that acreage for nothing.
For nothing.
Nothing.
Mm-mm.
It was 2 acres for like $50,000.
No, it was more than that.
Was it?
Yeah, it was like 15 acres.
It was crazy. It was really good.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't know what acreage goes for here, but I'm sure it's more than that. Come on, Amazon. Drop off our hot tub. Shannon, where's the hot tub? I just saw one drive by an Amazon truck, drove by slow.
He's crying.
And we were told that a hot tub would be delivered. I want a soak.
I want a soak too.
Amazon! That one's loud.
That one's loud. I feel like it echoes.
I wonder what time the clock thinks it is. It gives off two different times, you know.
It does?
Yeah. What was that, 5?
I think it's 7.
8.
8?
Yeah, well, it's 11. Learn to tell time, dummy!
That's your dad's fault. How he never made it easy to sync it up together.
I don't know how you do it.
When he put that noise in there.
You gotta take the face off.
I don't know.
I don't either. I did that once, and I couldn't get it back on. And then I did. And so I'm never doing it again.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see that? sorry, excuse me. I've been having allergies lately.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that fashion show, Runway, where that comedian jumped in?
I did see that.
And walked with them?
I love it. The Runway Crasher.
If she would have kept pace with the models, she would have not been noticed.
Yeah, if she'd have practiced a walk before she got up there and just tried to really blend in because that outfit she was wearing.
Her walk was fine. She just was too slow. And that's what set her out from everyone else because they're trained, you know what I mean?
And she slowed down the Congo line.
Yeah. And then did you see that other model that went over and stopped her?
That
and
was Gigi.
Like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, Gigi Hadid.
Gigi, yeah.
Gigi.
That was the comedian that was...
Yeah, I don't remember the lady's name, yeah, but it was a comedian who crashed the stage because she was wearing the same freaking type
of outfit.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
No,
I think it's brilliant.
Was total publicity stunt, yeah. And now look, everyone's talking about her.
Exactly. We don't know who she is. I don't know her name.
I don't know her
name. I looked at it. I read it, but I didn't retain it.
Yeah. There's no need to retain it.
But see, it's funny. That's what I need to do.
Like what I wondered is how she even got backstage to get in the lineup. Because you should have security backstage. Because you've got your naked models back there changing like crazy.
Well.
So how did she, you know what I mean? How did she merge in with them before someone stopped her on the runway?
I think it was because of her outfit. It was so similar to what everyone else was wearing that she just was able to be like, maybe.
I don't know. Crazy.
You walk into a place like you belong there and you walk with confidence and you make eye contact with people and just walk right in, people typically won't challenge
you. Yeah, I mean, do it all the time.
Yeah, we did it that one time when we got in to see the Duck Dynasty guys.
Yeah,
and they took us right back into their freaking room.
Yeah, we came in the back door.
No business doing that. And all I did was hand him my business card.
No credentials, no nothing.
So I worked for the radio and I handed my business card.
A business card and you had a suit jacket.
And I was wearing a suit jacket. And I was like, I'm here for this interview.
That was great.
And this guy was like, oh, well, here, let me take you. And he took us right into the back room.
That huge stadium of people.
Yep.
That was funny.
Yeah, we're in there hanging out with Duck Dynasty dudes.
Yeah. Asking them questions, interviewing them.
What's up? I never even watched the show because I ain't got cable.
That's prophetic.
Yeah. It's awesome. That's just what we do,
That's
man.
That's what we do.
We are supposed to be mingling with important people and influence them to be better people.
Absolutely.
That's our gig. I think that's our job.
That's what we always did. We got to rub elbows with Jesse Duplantis.
Oh, big old Jesse. Mm. Hey, listen. We met Kenneth Copeland.
I know.
We looked eye to eye with him in the back room.
And spoke with him.
And spoke with him.
He laid hands on us and prayed for us.
And that was all, you know what I mean? Kenneth Copeland privately. I mean, we've been
around
some.
That's when we were in ministry.
Yeah. Some big people.
No wonder our kids walk around like they know what they're doing all the time.
Well, Patrick, I mean, when he's up on the mountain, he was hanging out with Wee Man.
Yeah, remember? Right? Yeah.
He's hung out with Johnny Knoxville. He hung out with that guy from Harry Potter. I mean, Patrick is and Ariel, they attract important Absolutely. People as well. So.
But they've been with us their entire life. So everything, like we did that crazy stuff, mm-hmm. meeting all those people, doing all the conferences, flying everywhere, yeah. meeting everywhere when yeah. we were in ministry. We took our kids and
drug them right along.
They had to behave. They had to, you know, learn how to be and learn how to conversate with these very important people. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important, very important people to treat very important people like they're just regular people.
Yeah. Don't kiss their butts and be all.
Suck up.
I love when people like fanboy after me. I love that. Great. I love it. Oh my God. It's so great. But I'm not like. I'm like a yuck, yuck kind of guy. So that's fun and that's great. But, you know, people just want to be treated normal. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just mm-hmm. a regular guy too. And so that's what I think people realize immediately when we meet them and they are right. very excited to meet us is it's like, wow, we're just who we are. We're yeah. exactly the people that we portray ourselves to be. There's no difference.
Yeah. And I will totally call you on your shit.
Yeah. Which is how people should be, mm-hmm. right? That's being non-PC.
Right.
Because when we became PC, then we stopped keeping people accountable.
Right.
In their lives and right. in our lives. And right. we just allow people to do whatever because it might hurt their feelings if I tell them, hey, stop being an asshole.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're my friend and quit it. I think in all the important, and I don't even know the word important or famous people we've met, I never try to be weird.
Oh,
I
me
just
either.
Try to be super cool.
How, look at what happens. Every time we go somewhere and we meet important people, I end up just like hanging out with them yeah. and talking with right. them the entire time.
I remember you got your boob honked by the Funky Cold Medina guy. Who the hell was that?
Oh, God, what's his name?
Funky Cold Medina.
I can't even think of their names.
Oh, God. What That's the hell horrible. Is wrong with us?
I don't know. What was their name? It, not Flavor Flav.
Tone Loc.
Tone Loc.
Holy crap. Smoke another doobie, bro.
It'll help that memory problem yeah. for sure.
Crazy town.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he was honking you. Yeah. We need to get together all those photos of those people that we've met over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And invite them on the podcast.
Right. Why not?
Tweet them with our picture and then invite
them on our podcast. Because right. our Tone podcast is kicking butt.
Oh, yeah.
It's very popular.
Fire.
Yeah.
To quote Alicia Keys, this podcast's on fire.
Fire.
Yeah. That's what she's singing right now.
That's
I
love great.
It. I want to crash a runway now.
You want to
I want to do something like that. I want to do a publicity stunt. Like
okay.
Maybe when you go down to 16th Street Mall in my Speedo and play show tunes or something. Or like
show
sing,
tunes.
Sing. I'll take my guitar down to the I'll take my Casio DG20 electronic guitar down to 16th Street Mall, plug it into a little amplifier, and just sing Everything Swallow podcast theme. Like all day in a Speedo. And people can come see me, bring me like peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
Wow. So yeah. Hungry. Maybe something, huh?
Yeah. And just try to do a press release.
You think people would like that?
Local podcaster plays music in Speedo. Something like that on the local news, something.
Something like that, yeah.
Think that'll work?
I do. I think it would work.
I'll practice at home.
Okay. And then, yeah.
And then like, we'll take
like
it to the street.
Yeah,
and then take
first.
It to the street. Because mm-hmm. You're not a lot of confidence in your face at all.
I feel better if you're going to practice first.
Okay, I'll practice.
You know, it's like trying to do a gymnastic routine and you can't even do a round off.
Well, I don't even know what a round off is. I can do a cartwheel. It's ugly, but I can do one. My legs are all bent.
I like it when you do them with no clothes on.
I'm thinking that I need a publicity stunt.
All right. Well, if you have any ideas for Sean's publicity stunt, let us know.
Yeah.
everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
What if I got into a big balloon and flew over the town? like that was shaped like a spaceship, like Balloon Man.
No, it's already been done. Balloon Boy took it.
Yeah, but I would actually be in the balloon. You can't redo it. But I would be in the balloon. I would actually be in danger.
Nah. It'd be a big balloon.
Wow.
Well, come on. Have you felt the weight of your freaking thigh? Your legs are so muscular.
What the hell?
Your legs are so heavy.
Whatever.
You throw them over on me at night. I'm like, oh, yeah. Man. That's a lot of muscle in that leg.
This isn't fair because I can't play.
Why can't you say?
I can't say, well, your legs are heavy, too.
No. It's just, when just I roll over and put my boob on your face.
Yeah, that's heavy.
It is heavy.
Your boob is heavy.
It's the size of your head.
It is. Just imagine how heavy my head is.
I know how heavy your head is.
Golly.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to hurt your feelings. You're not an out-of-weight guy. You're not overweight.
I'm not an out-of-weight?
Yeah, nope.
I'm not out of my weight bracket?
No.
Good. I can compete.
Yeah. You can wrestle.
I could also perform weddings.
Oh, right. I reached out to Jen. That's who I was thinking of. Yeah.
All right, so I've got a pretty good track record with my weddings that I've performed. I think everyone I've married is still married, which is good.
Yeah.
And if you'd like me to perform a wedding for you, email us, everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
I'm going to start getting out and doing some more more stuff. More community, more speaking, weddings, engagements, stuff like that. Maybe if you want me to speak at a birthday party or bar mitzvah, I could
speak
come in.
At one.
Well,
what are you gonna say?
40.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I would come up with something as an inspirational speech of some sort.
Okay. It'd be better if you sang.
I could inspire.
We do inspire.
But I could speak and inspire and sing, maybe the national anthem or. God Bless America, Jimmy Crack Corn.
And I Don't Care.
Any of those songs are on my repertoire. And people might would like that at their birthday parties or bar mitzvahs.
Hey, did you marry, what's his name? And his girlfriend. They have two kids now. Why can't I think of his name?
Josh?
No.
Rob?
No. The other one. Blonde haired guy. He went to Comcast or something after you guys
Gavin?
Yeah,
Gavin there, yeah.
Gavin and what's his wife's name?
Jessica?
Yes.
Yeah, I married them. I did. They're doing real good.
Yeah.
They're nice.
Oh, their little girl is so cute.
Yep.
She's so cute.
I'm telling you, I got a good track record.
You do have a good
I'm a good marrier. And except for that one time I forgot to tell everyone to sit down. Sorry, Josh.
Yeah.
Amanda.
At least it was a short service.
But you know what? I've learned now to tell people to sit down.
Yeah, sit down.
Sit down at the wedding.
Shut up.
And just watch these two get wed.
Get married and be happy.
I think that would be good. I like that.
Yeah, married people. We'll bring them on. We'll talk to them, see how they're doing.
So I just wanted to tell everyone what's a little update with my mom. Mom's here. She's doing great. She's having settling in.
Oh, man, she had so much fun yesterday.
We had a great day yesterday. We laughed all day.
And so many people came over to the house.
We did.
And she just hung out with all of them.
All of them crazy folk.
Mm-hmm.
And, but what we did learn is that she forgot her teeth.
Yes.
In Texas.
Texas.
Mom has some custom-made teeth. And she left them in Texas when we went and got her. Now, she has teeth in her head right now.
Right.
But they're like the old teeth.
Yeah.
So, but the good teeth.
The new teeth.
Or on the table by the bed or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would suck. I am not good at keeping track of my stuff. I obviously know where I get it from my mom. I see me forgetting my teeth somewhere in my future.
Great. Great.
I'm just thankful she doesn't have a glass eye.
You know what? So am I. Because
yeah, we'd find it everywhere.
Wrangling all you together.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy she don't have a glass eye too.
Yeah.
That'd be horrible.
Yes.
Here it hit the sink. Ding 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 ding.
Right down the drain. need to take off the pee trap again. Kooky. It's gonna be a fun month.
It has already been a fun month, and it's only like day three.
It is day three of the month.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Oh, Halloween.
Ooh, spooky.
It's time for scary things.
Boom, 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 boom. I have the music.
And all things pumpkin.
all things pumpkin spice, which I've never gotten into.
The pumpkin spice thing?
Yeah, I'm not against it.
Nah, I'm not against it, but I'm not really into it, and I think the only pumpkin-y thing I like is the bread.
I
would try a pumpkin soup maybe this year.
Ew.
It's a thing.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Well, I won't tell you when I make it, and then you'll just eat it.
I think I'll know when you hand me a bowl of orange goo.
It's not goo.
It's orange. It'll be orange soup.
Yeah, but it's not goo.
Well, soup is goo sometimes. I like a good split pea soup. Split? But I'm not a soup guy.
We had soup last night.
Well, that was more of a stew. Is that the back door just opening behind me?
Yeah.
What in the hell?
Really weird, like, because it, like, opened, like, someone was coming in it, like, they opened it and stopped it and then opened it again.
Ugh. That was weird. It gave me chills. Ah, it's just the wind.
It was the wind.
Pee hoof.
It doesn't stay closed.
What was that?
That was the trash truck out back.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
They're trying to get us.
Oh, it's Halloween.
I know. You have me all spooked out. It looks windy out there.
It is.
Damn it.
That's why the door blew open. It's supposed to be hot today, though.
It messes up my hair.
Oh, yeah. Like, you have so much hair.
When are you going to bleach my hair again?
Probably today. I was thinking about that this morning while we were showering.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Hey, did other people shower together out there?
What do you mean? Couples?
Yeah.
You know, I've wondered that before, and...
Because we shower together, like, almost daily.
Well, yeah. That was even when I worked.
Yeah.
I mean, so let's say even when you worked a job and I worked a job, we probably still took showers together 3 times a week.
Absolutely.
Or more.
Absolutely.
You know, always on the weekends, you know, but sometimes during the week and stuff.
Yeah.
But nowadays, we shower together because we get up together every morning at the same time.
Yeah.
And so we just shower together. But I don't know if other people do. I know that some people that I have worked with in the past say that is horrible and disgusting. And
why?
And women don't want men all up in their showers bothering them because that's their personal time.
What are you doing in there that's so personal?
I don't know.
You just wash it and get out.
I don't know.
I mean, come on. But you know what? Those could be the same women that have never even looked at their hoo-ha.
This is true. Because they are out there.
I mean, come on, hey. You know?
I don't know who they are or why.
Right.
But yes, they're out there.
Yeah. I don't get it. I just wondered. Because I enjoy showering with you.
I, too, enjoy showering with you. I don't have a problem with it. I like it.
But I
and we don't get all sexy. All
it's a shower. Well, sometimes shower. You do, yeah. But that's a different shower.
Right. That's a shower. Mostly, we just are in there cleaning up.
Cleaning up.
Showering up.
Washing your hair.
It's always weird when you wash your hair and then it just runs blue.
Sometimes it's a blue-black.
Sometimes.
Yeah, no, but...
What if I did my hair black so we kind of matched?
No.
No?
Nah.
It would look great when it started to grow out.
No.
Black and white. With all the gray.
That's my problem.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That's the problem I have.
That's already your thing. I don't know. I was thinking a color maybe might be fun.
Sure, for Halloween, but you're going to be... Oh, you're going to have a wig.
I'll have a wig. You know what I mean? But do old guys my age with blue hair look...
Man, don't do blue.
Red or... I can't do red.
Blue only looks good on certain people, and most people who wear blue hair are not the people it looks good on.
Mm-hmm. What color you think would look good on me? Green?
Maybe like a purple.
Because I have... No, I don't know. It matches my skin. I would say...
See, Ariel has your skin color, and she can wear every color.
Right.
But again, I think blue just kind of makes you look green, everybody, you know, unless you have that perfect skin color.
And she has the best eyes for it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, super cute.
Maybe purple.
Yeah.
Do we have bleach?
Could we do like an old lady lavender purple?
Oh, I think that would look really good.
Yeah. Make you look real soft. Mm. Yeah.
Bring me a pudding.
Bring me a pudding.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get some bleach and some blue lavender.
Okay. Blue lavender.
Blavender.
Blavender?
Yes. That's my hair color. Blavender.
Get some bleach.
I love it. Let's do it.
I have a question for you.
What?
If you were an old man... Well, maybe I don't want to say an old man.
When I'm an old man?
No. Well, I have a leading question. I guess that's where I'm going, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because we know quite a few older men mm-hmm. that date younger women.
Yeah.
Would you be into that if you were old and older and
no.
single?
No.
I mean, like I'm talking like 30 years difference.
Yeah.
25 years difference.
Right. Like the couple that we know that's 28 or 29 and he's
60.
58, 59, yeah. Yeah. Something like that. So yeah. That's 30 years to you and me.
That's a long time.
No. And I'll tell you why. Because women are awesome. And young girls are more work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I guess there's no real nice way to put it. It just seems like that it's a lot to keep up with. It's a lot to try and entertain. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Plus, you're 30 years apart, so you really don't have a whole lot to talk about. And I'm telling you, a 58-year-old guy just wants to sit on the couch and watch TV.
Yeah, when he gets home from work.
You know, because your body feels old in your when you get to 60.
Right.
You know, whether you are or you're not, but some people, their bodies feel old.
Right.
And a 28-year-old girl, it's going to want to go do stuff. You know, I don't care how domestic they think they are, domesticated right. they've become.
Right.
It's just in your nature. You should be adventurous. You should be out there. Now, there's a lot of 60-year-old guys that are just as adventurous, just as strong, and can keep up with a 26 or 28-year-old girl. But that's because they're working on their body. They're taking the right supplements or they've got the right hormones. I mean,
See those guys with younger women, mm-mm, though. No. You only see kind of the older, frumpier dudes.
Right.
Or the ones that maybe the girls think might have money.
Right.
Because that's what they can get. Now, do you feel the same way when it's the other way around? Like when it's an older woman dating a younger man?
No. Because I think older women have more energy than older men.
And they're more attentive. Men are not as attentive. And even the older man is still wanting the younger girl to be attentive to him and to do for him.
Of course.
But the younger girl wants the older man to be attentive to her and do for her exactly. because he's the older one. As to where I feel like when it's women to men, older women to younger men, the older women, we're just more attentive. We're going to go out of our way to make sure the younger guy is happy and has whatever he wants.
He's going to have new shoes. He's going to be looking nice and have a nice coat.
Yeah.
And be warm.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
An older man is going to be like, oh, what? You don't got a coat?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Or doesn't tell him it's raining on parade day.
Exactly.
And you're too dumb to check the weather yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Exactly.
Yeah. That's crazy. I was just wondering because you see it a lot.
Well, we're going to get to see it play out right next door.
Right.
I mean, let's just be honest. The elephant in the room is the fact that that's going on next door.
Right.
And so.
And now she's got some new guy already staying over there.
Well, yeah.
I mean, they've only been there 4 nights.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, like, I just saw the other dude leave this morning.
Yeah.
So who's that?
New roommate.
Hmm.
Who knows,
weird.
Man? And that's exactly why I'm saying that. As guys get older, the last thing they should be doing is dating a younger, especially that young of a woman.
Yeah, that young.
There's a lot of mature women
yeah,
that are like that,
exactly.
And there's a lot of great
but I feel
young
like...
men. I'm a young guy for my age. I'm very young for my age. When you tell people how old I am, they're like, what? No way. And so it's like, but I still wouldn't want to try and keep up with some 20-year-old girl.
I feel like you don't even really know who you are as a female until you're in your 30s.
Right, that makes sense.
You know, because mm-hmm. in your 20s, you're just kind of dumb, and you're just out there doing whatever, and you're looking for whatever, or, you know, whatever you're out there doing. But then when you get into your 30s, by then, it's like either you want to start a family, you want your career to take off, you know what I mean? Maybe you want a relationship. Maybe you've been through some crap in your 20s, and now it's like, okay, this is who I want to be, mm-hmm. this is who I am. So I think 10 years isn't bad, you know? I mean, we're 5 years apart.
Mm-hmm.
10 years, I think, would be the most I would go. And I only say that because of my siblings.
Right.
Because I have a sibling who is 11 years older than me. And that starts to become a bigger difference,
mm-hmm.
you
just,
know?
Just in ways of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Just in the way of thinking.
Generationally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know?
Course.
I was just wondering. We'll see how it plays out. Hopefully the cops won't be there.
Oh, I hope the cops never come.
Right.
I anticipate that they might, because of the amount of partying. I know that, but you know, who cares? Who knows? I'm not judging. I'm just gonna watch it play out.
I just don't want any trouble.
We need no troubles.
No.
We need no troubles.
It's just interesting, you know? Like,
but the good thing is that we know
the human behavior is a mystery.
Yes, it is. And you know, every day for us specifically, it's a social experiment. We're trying to learn about us, and we're trying to learn about all the people around us at the same time. So I hope they get as crazy as can be.
Yeah, no way.
Well, you know what I mean. Just
yeah,
to,
I rebuke that.
Whatever you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Not to the extremes.
Yeah.
But let them, you know, work their life out.
Right.
And we'll just watch it.
Yeah.
Keep we'll it just on that observe side of the fence. It, which is what they will do.
Which is why the bigger fence.
It's great though.
Hey,
I'm
what's
excited.
Today? Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is Happy Thought Thursday. Son of
you
a bitch.
You almost forgot.
I am all over the place. Look at me go. You really do keep us on track.
Yeah.
I'm right? impressed with you.
Thanks.
I got it. Wait.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go
be happy today.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. Happy Thoughts Thursday.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Go be happy today, cause it's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Woo! All right, good job. All right, you have a happy thought for us?
I do. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Every day may not be good, but there is something good in every day.
Ooh, that's deep.
Right?
Every day may not be good, but there's something good in every day.
That's right.
So go find something good today and be happy.
Absolutely.
Right? Here we go.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday,
so go be happy today. Find your happiness.
That's right.
Sometimes you gotta look.
Sometimes you gotta search.
Amen.
Happy
Thoughts Thursday. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday. Go be happy today, cause it's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Woo!
All right, everyone, thank you. We love you.
We love you.
Have a Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.